throughout our statutes where it says guide dogs now. That bill didn't pass. It may get submitted. It wasn't an agency bill. It was others. But it didn't end up passing. It may get submitted again next year. And interestingly, just a little bit of an update, I got told by the DMV of something that I didn't know about, and that is in the big DMV bill they passed this year, they passed an amendment in the last week, and the amendment now says that the Department of Motor Vehicles will issue a driver's license if a person otherwise qualifies, even though they're using a bioptic lens, and that had not been allowed. Now, I remember a legislator put that bill in 11 years ago, and I looked it up, a representative from Bridgeport. The bill was, this law change was not a bill. It was an amendment thrown in late in the day. So I don't know who was behind it, but we've been invited by the DMV, and we've actually just now scheduled a meeting for next week to talk about this. One, I think they're interested in knowing how many bioptic lenses users there are. I don't know of many. I know we have one person on our staff. I'd be interested actually just to ask people here, do you know if there are many bioptic lenses users?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's a few. There's definitely a few. We have a one staff person, you know, who uses one. Yep. Yeah, so we have
bioptic lenses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, we're going to find out at our meeting, but I think that even with, you know, just like with, you know, you could be legally blind and you throw on a pair of glasses and you're not, and you could take a driving test and you can pass the test and you can drive.
Yeah.
So I assume that the person who has successful bioptic use would still need to pass the various tests, but we're going to find out more. We just got told about this issue. No one consulted us or spoke to us. I don't want to say they snuck it in, but maybe sort of snuck it in. And I'm always searching legislation for the words disability, words. And when I'm searching legislation, I have not been in the habit of searching under the word bioptic. And by the way, this happened so quickly, I wouldn't have had any input. I'm not sure I would have had any input. But it happened real quick and unbeknownst to me. So the DMV has reached out to us to learn more about it from us. And I think one thing they'll probably be asking is, how many people are we talking about? And I don't really know, except that I'll say that in my time here, I don't think I've ever seen anyone cross our doorway, with the exception of one coworker, with using a pair of bioptic lenses. Some people may have them and not always wear them. But I don't think the number will be great. I don't think they'll have an onslaught of applicants because I don't think there's that many bioptic users. But also, the use would have to get you, I think, to sufficient vision to pass
the driving test. Mary, I think you were prepared to explain what a bioptic lens is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you want me to say what it is?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
They're glasses that's almost like there's different like name brands for them, but it's like the old eSight. That's how I'm viewing what you're talking about, but I could be wrong. There's like one that's called the Parrot, you know, like I think it's called Parrot or something similar to that. But it's basically, you know, like a that have glasses that have like this new lens on top of it. And you have to have a certain part of usable vision. We've ordered a few. We actually have one in our tech lab currently. If I'm correct, I could Google it to see if that's what I'm, you know, you're talking about, unless it's something completely different. But I think that's what it is. They're glasses. They're not like lenses. You know, they're on the glasses. Like it's almost like they fit on it. It's hard to explain, but. But the answer to the question, if I'm correct about what it is, it's very few people. They're very expensive. You know, but we have purchased them. Some used to have a data plan, some didn't, but yeah.
The prospect of having somebody barreling down the highway in 6,000 pounds of metal, rubber, and glass wearing one of these lenses at the top of their spec, which seems to me to be rather limiting in terms of peripheral vision and your ability to kind of be aware of what's going on around you. It sounds a little terrifying. So I'm glad we're meeting with DMV to have a chat about this.
State of Massachusetts has been doing this for years.
I've had rumors about individuals driving with them who are considered legally blind, but I don't know of anyone in Connecticut. There's been a lot of discussion on the national level about individuals wearing them because it helps, but it only helps with one aspect of driving. So there's a lot of controversy around it, but I don't know anybody in Connecticut that I'm aware of that has done that.
Boy, am I glad I take public transit. You didn't mean to interrupt your presentation. Please carry on.
At this point, I don't have much to report on legislative stuff. I don't know that the agency had plans for any big bill. I think we've got most of the laws we've needed and the fixes we've needed in our statutes done. I will say there are a couple of laws dealing with deaf issues that came up that were passed last year. I don't know if the deaf community will be proposing other legislation next session. They have concerns with interpreting and the standards for interpreting, the availability of interpreters, and also they have concerns with services for people who are deaf and also mental illness services. But some of those have been addressed or dealt with through legislation. So I don't have any bills that are in the hopper to discuss with you.
Thanks, Andrew. Any good questions for Andrew with regard to the budget or legislation? Yeah, Eileen, go ahead.
Very quick question, and I hope I can get a quick answer. Did any funds have to be forfeited, returned because of lack of use? I forget what the term is.
If you didn't ask me, I would have told you. Lapsed.
Right.
They use the term funds that lapse for lack of use. Not that I know of, but I won't. But I don't know. You know what I shouldn't say? I just don't know.
Good enough. That's fine.
I do know that we, with a bunch of people, because a lot of people retired July 1st. So we'd have a lot of vacancies. And therefore, the state, the agency, like a lot of agencies right now, are spending less money than they were in June because a bunch of people left their roles. And even if they're on pensions, the agencies don't pay the pensions. So I'm sort of an exception to that, wherein I'm a hire back. But as you may know, if you're a 120-day hire back, they pay you at a lower rate. I'm now working at 75% of my previous pay. So there'd be savings to the salary account in the current year because of the retirees. I haven't heard about money that got turned back on June 30th. But I'm not an expert in that, so I can't offer much.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Any further questions for Andrew?
I don't know if you know this question on the deafblind. Did we turn back a lot of money on that deafblind grant?
That would be a question for Chris. I'm not saying he knows, but he's more likely to know than I am.
Yeah, we did turn back money this year, but the utilization of the community inclusion grant funding was better for our primary provider of community inclusion services, the Communication Advocacy Network. Our clients who live in Oak Hill group homes and receive services from Oak Hill, alas, were unable to benefit from those funds at all this year, but that was also the case last year.
Did so we get a line?
I'm sorry? Okay. So we did better than last year. So progress was made in improving the utilization of the community inclusion funding.
Is the fiscal 2023 budget? Oh, sorry about that. I don't know where that's from. the same as it was for fiscal 2022 or better.
For Deaf Blind?
For Deaf Blind, yes.
Yes, it's the same as it was last year. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Did Southbury use the money at all?
No. Southbury is a special case because it turned out that Southbury Training School it's a little hard to say. They were putting the money that we were giving them in a non-lapsing account and accruing it instead of using it year after year as was the intention. So they were notified some years ago that we were not going to be giving them additional money until they spent what we had already given them and that they had accumulated. So they're still serving their clients, but they haven't asked for additional funds.
Any other questions for Andrew? I do have a question, and I think I'm hopeful, but I'm not sure that the acting director will be able to shed some light on this. But as far as order of selection is concerned, are we still able to hold it off for the next fiscal year or two?
I would defer to Mary, Cheryl. There you go. Sorry.
Nope. I'm good. Again, I'm going to toss it to Mary.
Oh, yes. With a capital YES, like, we are, like, nowhere near an order selection. And kind of the answer of the funds, but again, I'm going to kind of plead like Andrew did, just from a perspective that are a little bit higher end. Unfortunately, the VR program, VRS and BSBE will be giving quite a bit money back. We had a lot of money that would be lapsing. A lot. So we just couldn't spend the money. State money, along with federal, and we do it as a state. So when we get to that level of trying to meet like our maintenance of effort and
the different maintenance things, of effort money.
Yeah, we do it as a state. So it's not just BSBE, it's also VRS, and we are giving back quite a bit of money.
What is our relationship, Mary, with, is it 80-20 that we're doing, or is it different?
Yeah, I think it's exactly 80-20, give or take, like a point or two. Like, it might be 1981, but yeah, it's we get 20% of the overall VR budget. And then there's a whole pre-eds allotment where 15% of our overall budget has to go to transition age students, and that also has been a problem for both agencies, so both bureaus. So it just, unfortunately, it's different than we've had in previous years. In the previous years, we've been looking to get money back as from cost allotment funds from other states. So basically, when we give money back, it goes to another VR agency. In the past, we've taken that money back that other states has given. So kind of giving back now to what we've taken in the past. But yeah, no, order selection is very, very far away from us at this point, which is a good thing. Not good that we're giving money back, but order selection for either agency, both agencies, it's nowhere near.
Thank you, Mary.
Hey,
Al,
for
Andrew.
Yeah. I just wanted to go back because I just did some searching about the bioptic lenses.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
My quick review is that of just northeastern states, that's all I have the time for. Connecticut and Pennsylvania are the only states running from D.C. up to Maine that don't allow bioptics. The other states do, but there's a great difference. Some of them will say, you can't use them to pass the test. You better pass the test without bioptics, but you could then use them while you're driving. In Connecticut and Massachusetts, in Pennsylvania, you can't use them. But in some states, you can't use them to pass the test. In some cases, states you can. And in some cases, it's you better achieve 2070, you better achieve 2040. But they generally have you better meet these certain standards, but you may use the bioptic. In some cases, you can use it to pass the test. In other states, you can't. You better pass the test on your own, and then you can throw them on when you're in the car. Connecticut and Pennsylvania stand out in the Northeast in not allowing them at all.
Okay.
until then.
Well, I blame the trains are looking better all the time. Okay, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate that. Anything else on the budget or legislation for Ian? Hearing none, we are at points to the good and welfare. Anybody have something to offer on points to the good and welfare? Any announcements you want to make? Anybody you want to celebrate that we should know about? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Eileen Akers, so moved.
Go ahead, a second.
Mary Silverberg, I'll second.
Since motions to adjourn are not subject to debate, we can consider ourselves adjourned. I will see you all in mid-December. Actually, I'll be seeing some of you very likely next month. I will make arrangements for a special meeting so we can discuss our education work group and get things together on that. And I just wanted to say I am very pleased with the efforts that have been put forth on the work group. You guys are doing good work, and I look forward to seeing more of that in the future. Thank you all.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Eileen, are you still there?
You lost her, Zach. Sorry.
That's all right. I just really need that report from her.
You have her. You have her emailed. You have her. You may want to call her. Right? Maybe she ducked out already.
Yeah, no, I'll get her. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. Steven.
No, yeah, no problem, Steve. I'm going to run, though, so I can get that.
Yeah. All right.